Did you jump off a hole? Yo. Ninja Guacha. wow, wow, chow, wow, chow, chow, now, chow, now, chow, 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 chow,
chow,
chow, chow,
chow, chow,
chow, chow, chow,
chow, chow,
always check it out on Mondays, man. Nice seeing you. Yep, that was fun. I know. That super sucks. I should have my fucking balcony. Evil landlord.
Evil landlord. Evil.
Well, then he changed our front door. Didn't even bother telling us he was going to do it, right? Didn't tell the property manager he was going to do it. Woohoo! Didn't know. No, that's the thing. The people that run the place, run it. He doesn't let them, they don't run the commercial stuff on the first floor, right? So, it was our front door that was being changed, but it was the commercial people doing it. So no one bothered informing anybody. They just started doing it. But when I come home and they're like cutting a hole in the wall. That they just painted. It was hilarious. Is it that late? What time is it?
I don't know. I just want to lay in breakfast place.
Yeah, it's only 10 to 10.
Oh, cool. I'd like to know. We still got to get a bell in there, you know?
Yeah.
That's the one thing we're thinking of it. Like, often we leave it open, but we don't want to leave it open if we're in the back jamming, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But with a bell or a light. Yeah, but we still can't watch, like, the bottom room if we're in the back room, right?
Well, the bottom, like, the room box.
Yeah. Right. No one's going to steal that. Because that's the thing. There is that possibility. Someone could walk in and walk out again, for sure.
Somebody stole the beer in.
Wow. That's intense. Wow. We were right by the door. We were sitting right beside the side door for ages. Really? Wow. They just went, oh, well.
They're
inside the door. They just came in. Yeah. So they just came in and grabbed them. She didn't say anything to them?
They were halfway across the parking lot. Would you shout at greaser guys?
Right.
Probably, yeah. I'd say, hey, those are my empties, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Body rap. Body rap. Body rap.
Hunter Street, when Archbase was on Hunter Street, wow, with Dave LaRiviera. And they recorded
he does
it.
Look vaguely familiar, actually.
Yeah, he looked familiar to me too, kinda.
Yeah,
so
that,
I'm thinking for most jams we put everybody's name on it, right? So
yeah,
his name would be on it, so we could just go there you are and make him a copy. But from the sounds of it, he'll come back at some point.
His name's Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know, the
Daves.
But he knows roughly, like it does, it is narrowed down, like we were on Hunter for how long, right?
Until November 2002.
Yeah, so 2 years. And that friend of, well, I kind of know him, but you know the guy from Chumley's? The guy from Chumley's was going by when I put that post. He was like, that was a great jam the other night. That was really good. What are you doing that? I want to come out and see that again and stuff, right? That was pretty sweet. To the one on Saturday. He was really interested. You know the guy who had to do actually, a light would be even easier than an alarm, wouldn't it? Because then it would just be a switch. Thank you. someone who can do a circuit to do. And then if it flashes, we can work. Will we do we progress to the point where we get an intercom and everything? Say, Full Metal Booty, who the fuck are you? We'd like to come in. Are you sure?
Send the rescue mission to the door.
This is a private jam and it's not public. That'd be funny if we could set up a fake retinal scanner.
Yes.
We let you in for free, but it's $30 to go.
You'll stay.
The longer there you stay, the cheaper it is to leave. Stay long enough, we'll actually pay you to get the fuck out. That would be a funny sliding scale. Set that up as a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come in. Yeah. If you went out the door, you have to pay. All the people that came early would be really pissed off because they'd have to pay high amounts.
Right. To leave early. Unless they're, you know.
To leave early unless they want to stay the whole time, right? And then people that come late. And then there'd be the ones that come late and just come late just so they can stay long enough to get paid to leave.
Right. Oh, so they accumulate the other people's time.
Yeah.
See?
It all ends up, you know, closer to neutral than anything at the end, right? Because the people that actually stay late, right, past the certain point, it's like, well, come on, I'll give you $3 to leave now. Well, okay, it's almost 2. I'll give you 5 if you leave now.
That flips it around.
Be funny.
Well, it's kind of like an inverse marathon in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got that sort of, you know, the longer you stay, you know, the more they're gonna pay you to leave.
Yeah, if you can handle it.
I have them on DVD discs. Because there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a shitload of them.
Well, that's where, like, it'd be good to get an external drive that's just, like, you know, sort of a 350 or something.
Very least to have copies.
Well, that way, like, yeah, I can have it all in one spot.
You gave me an MP3 with a bunch on it, right?
Yeah.
What did I do with it? That's a good question. I should find it. I still can't find anything for Blender Manual.
Hmm.
Found two others. There's two other icons on there, but they have nothing to do with the manual.
What are they?
Shit, I wrote them down and then I didn't bring them with me. I was going to bring them with me so when I ran into you next, I could ask you about it, but I didn't.
Well, you should just bring the disc.
Yeah, bring the disc in and it can just throw it on. Yeah, that's true. I was thinking maybe it worked different on my computer or something, but I guess not. Right. Yeah, it's weird because I thought, okay, there's only these many icons. I actually think I have more than one version of Blender. Like, I've got more downloaded twice onto my hard drive.
Oh, okay. You just, like, copy the file.
I think so. Although, I'm not sure if the computer would do that. Like, you'd think Microsoft would make it so it would go, oh, I already have this program. Piss off.
You know? No, not necessarily.
If not, I'll have to clear it off at some point.
Right. No, actually,
I think I installed it at least twice, maybe even 3 times. But I'm never sure. It's like the GIMP, though. I have the GIMP now, but I still haven't figured out anything about it. The weirdest thing is I keep thinking, even with the Blender, I'm thinking, okay, I'll go to file and I'll import a file, but I can't find my way to get anything into it. It's like weird.
Well, that's another part of it too, is like the way the file systems are set up, right? So they can find stuff, like getting something set up.
Well, it just seems weird that if it says file, that you should be able to get to files through the file think command in whatever program you happen to be in, right? But it isn't so.
Well, it is.
Hmm.
So it's gonna, you know, like when you go to the open, you gotta find your way to where you put your files.
Yeah, which seems bizarre to me.
And each program has its own place that it defaults to when it first tries to open the file.
Yeah.
In this folder, it's in that folder.
Yeah, which is crazy. I can't even get it to find the folders to look into.
Right. Well, when you go, like, looking at your computer, like through my computer or whatever, right? Like
yeah.
Hard drive up and looking at the files, can you find the files that way?
No. No, that doesn't help at all. It's weird. I've gradually been somehow attaching files through Photoshop and to some extent through the program that came with the scanner because I still use it on some things. But even there, some things are hard to find sometimes. See, the thing with the program that came with the scanner is I don't have to preview every goddamn scan.